السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول العبد مالي مالي. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates, النبي الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the servant of Allah Ta'ala, meaning me and you, we are the servants of Allah Ta'ala. So the servant of Allah Ta'ala says, Mali, Mali. My wealth, my wealth. So one is that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, for management purposes, so that there be some law and order, etc., Allah Ta'ala has given us some ownership, temporary ownership over certain things in the dunya. Allah has given us wealth, so definitely it's our own wealth. Allah Ta'ala has given us some property, some motor car, your clothing, whatever that belongs to you. So if somebody has to say, whose is this? You say, it's mine. There's no problem with that. However, here what the Hadith Sharif is referring to is a person with pride, is my wealth. And he considers that through his efforts, he acquired it with his intelligence, his business acumen, he was able to acquire it. Now when he thinks like that, then he feels that he can spend it as he wants. Nobody must tell him anything. It's his money. He'll do what he wants to do with it. Like you hear sometimes people say, it's my life. I'll live it how I want to. Who are you to tell me anything? So that kind of attitude is incorrect. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is reminding us that a person is saying, my wealth, but Nabi Sosram is explaining to us, وَإِنَّ مَالَهُ مِمْ مَالِهِ سَلَافٌ. There is nothing for him from his wealth except three things. Three things are his. The first thing, مَا أَكَلَ فَأَفْنَى. That which he ate and he finished it. He imported and he exported. Imported and he exported. So this doesn't mean that a person must overdo it with importing and exporting. Once, one Buzurg had come to our country, so he landed in Johannesburg airport. He was an elder in the work of Tabligh, and he was based in Makkah Mukarrama. In fact, he was the founder of the work in Makkah Mukarrama. So he had come to our country. So when he landed, now you know we South Africans, khawo hate kam. Everything is about eating, you know. So when he landed, now they had some snacks, whatever they gave him. Then from there they went to one house. Now it's laid out now, you know. Then from there, they went somewhere else, again chai, and our chai goes with bai, can't only have chai. They say, with tea now you must have some dips. And when we went to Khanka, by Hazrat Muhammad Mazhar Sahib down Barakatuh, so after Asr they have a cup of tea, the adat, they have a cup of tea. So either they have green tea, or they have milk tea. But when they say they're having tea, they're only having tea. So one day we were in one town, I won't take the town's name, but we were in one town, we went for program, as Muhammad Mazhar Sahib was around that time. So the supper was arranged by a certain house. But now one person is insisting, no, must come for tea. So to make him happy, so Hazrat agreed, he said, all right, After the program, we'll stop by your house, we'll have tea, and then we'll go to the other place for supper. And he told that host that, see, but you don't make tea now. Because we finish have the tea by this person, so we'll just have the supper by you. So we went to this house. Now, they have so many savories, and baking, and dessert. So Hazrat said, we came here to have tea. What's all this now? And then, to educate the person, he only had half a cup of tea. He said, I agreed to come have tea by you, so I had my tea. Now, give us ijazat. Whoever else wants to sit and eat and all, you all carry on. But I agreed to come have tea by you, I had the tea. Because now imagine, if you are going to have all that savories and cakes and everything there, now the real host who has prepared supper for you, how are you going to be able to eat there? You won't be able to partake of the meal there. So coming back to the Khanqah, so after Asr they normally have a cup of tea. So when South Africans are there, so Hazrat got one cupboard there. Inside he got some biscuits. So he said, alright, take out some Mari biscuit or tennis biscuit or something. It goes from here. So he said, no, take out, because these South African people, they can't have tea. They have to have something to dip. In Gujarati they say borwanu. You must have something to dip in the tea. Otherwise you can't drink the tea. Don't go down. But they just drink a cup of tea. Green tea or whatever, but we just eat, so much of eating, but no cleaning, just eating, that's all, eating. So, this Buzurg, after about the third stop or the fourth stop, everywhere tea and this and that, and so he said, that, what do you all think? That our body is a machine to manufacture stool. He asked him, in Urdu he said, you know, in a stern way. He said, is our body a machine just to manufacture stool? That is that what we do now. We just eat and sleep and then export. So, Hazrat Maulana Umar Sahib Palampuri Rahmatullah Ali, he used to say in Urdu, din ko kamana. So daytime now you must earn. That become our life. Daytime now you must earn. Then raat ko khana. Then night time you eat. But for South Africa you have to change it. Din or raat. Din or raat. All the time we are eating. So raat ko khana aur subah ko pakhana. Then morning you go toilet. That's our work now. You must earn, eat, sleep, eat, and then morning export. That became our kaam. Sometime when you see our kitchens, when you see our women folk, a person won't be blamed to think that the only thing we do is eat. How many recipe books, how many things get cooked, how many things... You just have to take a look on our dastarkhan, you come to know how many things we have to have and what Allah forgive us, you know. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is not telling us, so now you must eat more because that is yours, you must eat. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is explaining to us that, see, you are claiming this is your wealth, your wealth. The only thing that's yours is what you ate, you finished it up, and then or labisa fa abla, or that clothing which you wore, and you wore it out. I mean, you wore that clothing until eventually it got worn out, it was finished now, you couldn't use it anymore. So that is yours. What you ate, you finished it. What you wore, and you wore it out, that belongs to you. And the third thing, o a'ata faqtana, or that which you gave in charity, that which you gave in charity in the path of Allah, and now you preserved that for the hereafter. So, ulama explain that in reality, only this is yours. What you gave in charity, in reality, that is yours. Because, who are you? Who are you? Who are you? You see, what you eat and you finish, that benefits what? What it benefits? It benefits the physical body, right? What you wear and you wore it out benefits what? It benefits the physical body. Both those things benefit the physical body. But are you the physical body? You're not the physical body. To understand the physical body to understand it, a person is in a motor car. Right? A person is in a motor car. Now he's driving past. And you know that motor car belongs to him. You know him, that motor car is his. Right? So when that motor car goes past, you say, hey, there's Morana going past. But you say, there's Morana going past. But are you referring to the motor car or the person in that motor car? The person in that motor car. Right? If that person is gone for Umrah, that person is gone for Umrah, the owner of that motor car, and his car is parked off in the yard, and you see the car, will you say, there's Morana? You won't say there's Morana because that motor car is parked off. He is gone for Umrah. Right? So like that, this body will get parked off in the qabr. This body is not going more than the qabr. You going more than the qabr. So you not this body. You not this body. This body, there are certain chosen bandas of Allah Ta'ala that Allah has made their bodies haram on the earth. Like the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, the Shuhada, etc. Their bodies are haram on the earth. The earth can't eat it. The creatures of the earth cannot eat it. Nothing. But the general human race, the earth is eat up their body. The worms will eat up the body. So, what's going to the akhirat? Not this body. This body is not going to the akhirat. This body is just a vehicle. It's carrying you. It's just a vehicle to go through this worldly life, this earthly life. This body was formed in the mother's womb. But you existed before that. Each person was in Alam-e-Arwah. Each person was in Alam-e-Arwah. From there, we came to Alam-e-Dunya. To survive in Alam-e-Dunya, we need this vehicle, what we call our body. But when we depart from here, you see, when you're going for Umrah, Allah Ta'ala take us all. When you're going for Umrah, so you leave home in the motor car. And you come till the airport. Now the onward journey from the airport, you can't make with the motor car. You come out of that motor car, you leave the motor car behind now. And then you go inside the aeroplane. So now it's a different vehicle. This motor car is too weak. The motor car is too weak. If the motor car has to go up in the sky, it will melt. It will malfunction. It will blow up, finish. It can't do that journey. Now you need the aeroplane to take you onward. Understand? So this body here is only fine for the dunya. It can't travel the akhirat. It won't manage. This body that we have here, it cannot experience the joys of Jannah. It doesn't have the ability. It doesn't have the ability to be able to really enjoy the enjoyment in Jannah. And it doesn't have the ability to endure the punishments of Jahannam too. This body, if you burn it, it's finished. The body in Jahannam is burnt and burnt and burnt, but it's not finished. Jannat, there's no toilet, there's no doctors. There's no doctors. You can't go doctor in Jannat, you don't get sick. You don't even get a cold. There's no panados. There's no all these things. So this body needs painkillers. This body needs dawa. This body needs doctor. Jannati body don't need all that. This body gets old. Your body in Jannat don't get old. Understand? So you'll travel through this dunyavi life. We travel through this dunyavi life with this body. We reach our qabr. We leave this body. The soul now travels. The soul travels. Then when it comes to the akhirat, Allah Ta'ala puts the soul in a new body. A body to travel akhirat. To live in akhirat. Understand? So this food and clothing, it benefits this physical body. But this charity that you give, that is of benefit to that body in the akhirat, who you really are. So the only thing that is really yours is what you gave in charity in the path of Allah Ta'ala. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Wama siwa dhalik," that other than these three things, "Fahuwa zahibun," you, this person, is going. He's going to go. وَتَارِكُهُ لِلنَّاسِ And he's going to leave it for the people. Don't you see so many times, a man passes away, his wife marries somebody else. He say, my wife, my wife, my wife. He passed away and is gone. Now somebody else is calling her his wife. A man passes away, he leaves behind children. They say, daddy, daddy. He's gone. He passed away. The mother marries somebody else, the children are calling him daddy. Don't you see a person, he bought a house. And if he's a set sahab, he had a housewarming party too. It's a my house. And if he was in the social media, then it was on his status too. Everything was there, my house. And then while he's still living, sometime he loses that house. Somebody else buys the house, they call it their house. Man bought a motor car, he say, my car. While he's still living, somebody else takes the motor car, he say, my car. And even if the person has to keep his things till he passes away, when he passes away, it becomes somebody else's. It's not his. It's all somebody else's. What is really his is what is spent in charity, is sent forth. Right? But our situation is what we give in charity. We eat the loaf, give the defenders in charity. What we don't like, what we can't eat, that we give in charity. If, to give example, we'll eat the whole chop, everything. What we give in charity is that charbi that came out of it, melted out of it while we were cooking, and that we may give in charity. To give a comparison of how much we give in charity compared to the wealth that we possess. Right? Whereas when you look in the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the pious, etc., they gave away the loaf, they kept the crust. Gave the loaf, they kept the crumbs for themselves. I'm not saying you must do that. Not saying our iman is not of that level, but each one of us, we must give something. Give something. From, don't think now, no, I'm not working, I'm just a student. Charity is for my father to give. No. From what you got, why you don't give? Your one auntie gave you a few rands. Just now, ED you'll get. So from there, why you don't take out something and give in charity? You got some biscuit, you got some... Do you share with somebody else? Do you give somebody else? One buzurg, he had dawat by his house. So after the dawat, you know dawat, invitation. So after that, another person who was there, he said that, no, I'll help you to clear up. So he asked him, he said, do you know how to clear up? So you see, it's a simple thing to clear the dastarkhan. I mean, what's so difficult, you know? He said, no. There's a way to clear up. So you see, first you must take all the bones. Take the bones and go leave it there. He had one place. So now the cats will come to eat that. Then you take all the crumbs. You take the crumbs and put it there. So some ants will come to eat that. Some birds will come to eat that. Then take the peels. Take that and put it there. Then the fowls, the chickens, they'll come to eat that. Some Buzruganajin, they were so particular that after they ate, when they gargled their mouth, now sometimes there is some food particles in your mouth. They will never spit that down the drain. Because there's food particles in there. Our situation is Allah Ta'ala guide us. So some portion of what we have, whatever we have, some portion from there, we must spend it. So when you spend, in actual fact, you're not giving anything. You're only taking what Allah gave you and putting it in Allah's, in what investment Allah got, you're investing there. The investment scheme of Allah Ta'ala, you're taking what Allah gave you and putting it in the investment scheme of Allah Ta'ala. That's all. You're not giving anything away. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته